Welcome to the PiTech Solutions Podcast, where we bring you the latest in news and trends shaping the future of technology in regulated industries.
Thanks, Mike. I'm Laura, and today we are diving deep into fintech, which may be the most dynamic sector in financial services right now. We are talking agentic AI going live in production, stablecoins crossing into the mainstream, and a regulatory reset that is reshaping how every executive in the industry thinks about risk.
It has been quite a year already, Laura. Let's start with what I think is the biggest shift we are seeing across the board, and that is the move from generative AI to agentic AI. For our listeners who may still be catching up on the terminology, this is not just another chatbot or copilot. These are autonomous systems that can actually execute multi-step tasks across an entire workflow without a human in the loop.
That is exactly right, and the numbers tell a compelling story. The AI agent market was valued at around $7.8 billion last year, and analysts project it will hit $52 billion by 2030. That is a compound annual growth rate above 46%. But what really matters for C-suite leaders is where this is being deployed. In banks and fintechs, the top three use cases right now are fraud detection, which 64% of institutions are actively implementing, loan processing at 61%, and customer onboarding at 59%.
And that is exactly where we see the productivity story landing. Fintechs are building products in weeks that used to take years. They are serving customer segments that were previously unprofitable. And they are compressing cost structures to a point where legacy operating models simply cannot compete. AI adoption in finance functions jumped from 37% of firms in 2023 to 59% by 2025. That is a huge structural shift in under 2 years.
But here is the catch, Mike. Agentic AI in regulated workflows is a completely different animal from agentic AI in a consumer app. Regulators are paying very close attention. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau has been explicit that there are no exceptions to federal consumer financial protection laws for new technologies. That was their comment to Treasury back in 2024, and it has aged very well. The CFPB and the FTC are signaling that AI-driven models will be held to the same or higher standards when it comes to fair lending, UDIAPE, and data use.
That is the trust-by-design conversation that every executive team should be having. You cannot just deploy an agent that moves money or makes credit decisions without rigorous explainability, auditability, and continuous compliance monitoring. The smart firms are building those controls in from day one, not bolting them on after the fact.
Let's pivot to stablecoins, because this is where we are seeing perhaps the most dramatic mainstream adoption story of 2026. The two largest stablecoins now have a combined market capitalization of $260 billion, which is three times their value in 2023. And this is no longer a crypto corner phenomenon. The Genius Act, passed in 2025, defines stablecoins issued by permitted issuers as payment instruments, not securities or commodities. That single regulatory clarification unlocked a flood of institutional capital.
And we are seeing stablecoin rails embedded directly into existing financial infrastructure. Contract for difference brokers are using them for 24/7 settlement. Treasury systems are integrating them for cross-border efficiency. Some Airbnb hosts are now receiving payouts through stablecoin rails in certain markets. This is not a future state. It is happening right now, in production, at scale.
And it connects back to agentic AI in a really interesting way. One of the friction points with agentic commerce, where an AI agent actually makes purchases on behalf of a consumer, is the credit card authorization layer. Stablecoins could simplify that entire flow. So we are looking at a future where your AI assistant transacts on your behalf using programmable money rails, all settled instantly, 24/7, with full audit trails. For C-suite leaders, that is a strategic question, not a technology question.
Let's talk embedded finance for a moment, because this is another area where the traditional line between fintech and every other industry is dissolving. Uber drivers are getting paid instantly through embedded banking. Shopify merchants are accessing working capital loans underwritten by real-time sales data. This is not partnership marketing, this is infrastructure. Financial services are becoming a feature of other products, not a destination.
Right. And the global fintech market reflects it. Revenues hit roughly $650 billion in 2025, growing at around 21% year over year. That is about 3.5 times the growth rate of the broader financial services industry, which is expanding at closer to 6% annually. So for every legacy bank and insurer, the strategic question is no longer whether to partner with fintechs. It is how fast you can build or buy the embedded capability to stay relevant.
Now, no conversation about 2026 fintech is complete without addressing the EU AI Act. The high-risk system obligations take effect in August, and financial institutions operating in Europe, or serving European customers, need to have their AI inventory mapped, their high-risk use cases identified, and their remediation plans in motion. Transparency, auditability, human oversight, these are not optional, and the penalties for non-compliance are substantial.
For leaders listening who have operations on both sides of the Atlantic, this is really a global compliance question. Many firms are using the EUI Act as their baseline and then overlaying US and UK-specific requirements. That is probably the most efficient path because the EU framework tends to be the most prescriptive.
And here in the US, keep an eye on the CFPB's open banking rule. They are expected to issue either an interim final rule or a notice of proposed rulemaking in the near term. The key principles include consumer rights to securely access and share their financial data, data provided on request without fees, and a broad scope across accounts and data types. If that lands the way most observers expect, it will fundamentally reshape the data sharing economics of US fintech.
So for our C-suite listeners, what are the three things to take away from all of this? First, agentic AI is no longer a pilot conversation. It is a production deployment conversation with real regulatory guardrails. Build trust by design, not as an afterthought. Second, stablecoins and embedded finance are collapsing the distinction between fintech and financial services. Your competition is no longer just your peer banks. It is every platform with payments at its core. And third, regulatory convergence is real. The EU AI Act, CFPB, open banking, and continuous compliance monitoring are not separate work streams. They are a single strategic priority.
Very well said, Laura. The firms that will win in 2026 and beyond are the ones treating AI, digital assets, and regulation as an integrated strategy, not three separate buckets. That is where PiTech Solutions has been helping our clients, and it is the conversation we want every executive in BFSI to be having.
Thank you for joining us today. To learn more about PiTech Solutions, visit our website at pitechsol.com. Thanks and have a great day.